Measles outbreaks in New York and Washington State have public health officials scrambling to contain a disease that was eliminated in the USA nearly two decades ago. Washington State declared a public emergency in the wake of an outbreak in Clark County that's infected at least 53 people, mostly children. Four cases have been confirmed in a neighboring county in Oregon. Another case has been identified in King County, which includes Seattle. Clark County public health officials have long feared a measles outbreak could spread rapidly given the county's cluster of non-vaccinated children. It's a story by Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today. Ken, set this up.
Measles is a disease that was largely taken care of in the early 2000s. It was to the point where it really didn't exist in this country. Since then, there have been some periodic outbreaks. And there's also been this trend of parents choosing not to vaccinate their kids for all required vaccinations. And we see this in some communities more than others. There are state laws that are looser in some states than others that allow parents to choose exemptions for their kids entering kindergarten and sixth grade and as well as high school. So it's an issue that concerns public health officials greatly.
Give us some numbers in places like Washington State and New York where we've seen this outbreak.
Yeah, Washington State is the one we focused on our recent article, and that was one of the larger outbreaks, over 50 cases. Statewide, it's roughly 1 in 10 kindergartners have some sort of an exemption when beginning school. And in Clark County, Washington, which is sort of close to the Portland metro area, part of the Portland metro area, it was nearly 1 in 4. It was, 23% or so. So you have, that's what concerns public health officials when you get clusters of kids, whether it be at a school or a church or a daycare, and a large percentage are unvaccinated, then measles, which is highly contagious, can spread quickly and, infect many kids.
Why is it that people choose not to get their kids vaccinated? I understand some of the basic reasons, but those numbers seem high when you're talking about 25% or 40% in a handful of schools you referenced.
Yes, I think, well, in a lot of cases, it comes down to what parents believe in. Washington State, for instance, is one of 17 states that allows a personal beliefs exemption. Which a parent can decide, I don't want to vaccinate my kids. I don't think it's right for them. So some are choosing under that. But practically, what some people told me is it's also, in some cases, a convenience factor. You have all this paperwork. You're getting your child ready to register. And when you have to show proof of immunization, you don't immediately have it. You could always just check a personal beliefs exemption in the form in some states. So that could be a factor here, although Washington has a little more stringent requirements on that.
We're speaking with Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today, and he's written a piece entitled, "A Quarter of All Kindergartners in This County in Washington Are Not Immunized. Now There's a Measles Crisis." You referenced it kind of late on in the story, but one expert was saying people forget. It's been gone for two decades, maybe. But measles is dangerous. Explain what it can do.
Well, that's Paul Offit, who is certainly an expert in the field and has been outspoken in this. And I mean, measles is a dangerous disease that can certainly cause illness. It's a virus. It's common throughout the world, and deaths are rare, but they do happen in other countries. And in speaking with the Clark County public health director, he said that's what keeps me up at night. I worry that this current outbreak or a subsequent outbreak, we're going to have a death, and that's what we don't want as public health officials.
Is it treatable? I presume it is.
Is it treatable? It's
or well curable.
It's,
I guess is the better question.
It's a virus, so yeah. So I mean, certainly so people can get some care for it, but it runs its course.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.